You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
CEO of The Journey and co-author of Light in the Heart of Darkness, The Surprising Truth About Anxiety, Stress, and Depression, Kevin Billett joined me to discuss his perspective on depression. He believes that rather than it being a mental illness, it is instead a mismanagement of emotions. He self-admittedly is not an expert in mental illness, however, is said to be an expert in positive living and conscious life transformation. I started by getting him to explain why he believes depression is not a mental illness.
Well, Laura, there's no evidence whatsoever scientifically that depression is a mental illness. This is a fallacy that has been passed on by pharmaceutical companies over the last 40 or so years. Also, I mean, if you take this from a really practical level and look at where depression starts, the lightest levels of depression include feelings of dissatisfaction, unhappiness, feeling like there's more to life and you're not plugged into it, so you're a little disconnected from life, a little maybe disoriented. I mean, if you look at that, I mean, these things, if they last any period of time, can be diagnosed as depression. But to call emotions and states like that mental illness is in itself insane. This is a fallacy that has been passed down because pharmaceutical companies discovered some 40-odd years ago that they had a drug that appeared to make some difference to the condition of depression. And so they assumed that this was mental illness, and that has been passed on to orthodox medicine. Now, that's not to say that depression can't cause mental dysfunction, because it absolutely can. Depression can cause mental illness, but it's not what depression is. So the huge shame here is if we're treating depression as if it were mental illness, we're simply treating a symptom of depression, not the root cause of depression, not depression itself.
So if it's the case that depression is not a mental illness in your view, how exactly do you explain the physical effects, such as the shrinking of the hippocampus in people who have sustained long periods of depression?
Yeah, because depression itself can cause mental illness and can cause a lot of physical changes in the body, not just mental, but purely physical. Depression, as I said, can cause mental illness, and depression can cause physical illness as well. There's not a function in the body that it doesn't interfere with if it gets bad enough. But what I'm saying is that is not what depression is. That is a result of depression. Depression itself is a pattern of emotional closure. It is a state that goes beyond a mood. It turns into a condition of shutdown emotionally. This is an emotional problem, and until we start dealing with depression in the recognition that it is an emotional problem, we're going to be treating symptoms, not the root cause, not depression itself.
I do want to jump back to that comment a little bit more, though. So if depression is causing a mental illness, the shrinking of a hippocampus is not a mental illness. That's more a symptom. If depression isn't an illness, what is causing that then?
Depression itself is causing physical as well as mental changes, Laura, is what I'm saying. I've been through this. I've lived through it. At the lightest levels, depression is a shift in mood. What I'm saying here is that these are results of depression. They are symptoms of depression. They're byproducts of depression. But they're not what depression is. And what I'm interested in finding out is what depression truly is, so that it can be treated effectively and so that people can lead drug-free lives of complete health, of freedom from depression. And at the moment, all the assumptions that are being made are leading to massive overprescription of drugs that are toxic, that produce huge side effects, and have marginal effect, if any, on depression. There's a lot of research out there showing that it's almost as good to take a placebo, to take a sugar pill, as to take SSRI drugs in the treatment of the symptom of depression. So I'm definitely advocating finding out what it really is, and I've got some very good ideas as to what it is, and helping people to clear out the root causes of depression so that they can lead drug-free and substantially free, healthy lives.
something you say is it's a mismanagement of emotion.
Yes, yeah.
I'm curious, with that kind of discourse, you're kind of taking the agency of the individual, so you're placing the blame on the individual in some way. What do you have to say about that?
No, I don't blame any individual at all, because we all do this. I've done it myself, and I have huge compassion, huge empathy with it. And the bottom line is that we all fear certain emotions, and we try to avoid them at all costs. We're animals that not only want to move towards pleasure and happiness in life, but we're animals that habitually want to step out of discomfort and pain emotionally. And the way we do that can cause problems. And there are three main ways that we manage our emotions, the feared emotions, the ways that we avoid them. We either override them and we inflate our sense of self so that we put the problem outside of ourselves and we blame others and we get a bit kind of, you know, grandiose and puffed up in life. That does not necessarily lead to depression. The second way is to get rigid with our emotions, so to block them, to hold them in place, to keep a tight lid on them. And that can lead to stress and can lead to anxiety, which can feed into depression, but is not necessarily a direct cause of depression. But the interesting one, the third way that we manage emotions is by suppressing them, by shutting them down inside our bodies, by collapsing in on them and holding them deeply inside. And that is an absolute cause of depression. This deflation of sense of self, deflation of emotion, is one of the root causes of depression. So it depends on our management method. And if we use deflation, so holding down, pulling back, kind of biting back and swallowing our emotions, that definitely is one of the root causes.
Mm. I mean, in terms of this conversation, one of the big treatments for depression is talk therapy, in terms of people being able to talk about those feelings.
Yeah,
sure. How does that link into, there's legitimate medical treatment for depression in terms of talk therapy. How does that link into it not being a mental illness?
Well, because what are they doing? They're unearthing old emotions, and they're trying to provide some safety valve for them. The emotions that have been triggered throughout our lives, and to an extent in childhood, through old traumas that have never been fully resolved, through old hurts, through old emotional injuries, let's say, that have not been cathartic or fully resolved. Then talk therapy can get to those. Talk therapy can allow a safety valve for them. Talk therapy can do some good in the long term, but there are quicker ways of handling this.
I guess one thing also I want to ask you is, how do you define a mental illness?
I'm not qualified to comment on that, Laura.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yes, there is a way through depression. I've been there myself. I lived for 30 years with cyclical depression, ranging from quite light and quite mild and manageable through to pre-suicidal depression. And I found that there is a way absolutely to get into the root causes, to clear out the initial traumas that have set up depression, to work through the emotional shutdown that really is one of the prime causes of the pattern, and to lead a healthy, drug-free and completely depression-free life. And I'm giving an introductory workshop at the Spencer on Byron in Takapuna next Wednesday, the 23rd. I'm going to take 2 hours laying this out for people and showing why depression is not a mental illness, illustrating what it is graphically and interactively, and offering people the alternatives that are available to the drugs that are so commonly prescribed and which are largely ineffective and produce massive and horrible side effects in people's lives.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.